manageability as, you know, the fact that we were having financial trouble and that I was getting arrested and that my wife was packing my bags. That's the chaos caused by alcoholism. But the unmanageability was I couldn't find a way to be okay under any set of circumstances. So this kid, this 10, 12, 14, 15, 18-year-old kid was uncomfortable, but silently uncomfortable. So I know what it's like to have to steel myself up to then walk through a door in a family situation or a work situation or a social situation, stone sober, and act comfortable, to act, to put on the act, and then leave and that door closed behind me and get in my car and feel empty. At 3.5 years sober, my wife and I were about to get a divorce, and we were struggling, so we were getting some marriage counseling. And while we were both sober 3.5 years, Connie wasn't going to AA. I was really active in AA and loving AA, and she was just not drinking. And she's got that story to talk about today. And beginning from then on, she's been a very active and a terrific member of AA. She blew by me on the spiritual fast lane a long time ago. But there, I thought that I'm the one, she's the problem because she's not going to AA. We're seeing this marriage counselor on about the third or fourth trip, and I'm seeing her alone. And I was talking to her, and she just stopped me, and she said, "Steve, you must really be lonely." And boy, when she said it, it was bone-crushing to me, because I did not, I wouldn't have used that word, but the moment she said it, I knew it was true. But I didn't want it to be true, so I had to fight it off. And she says, "You know, Steve, I bet you're pretty good company. And I bet people enjoy you at parties, and I bet you go get 5 minutes here and 5 minutes there and 5 minutes over there, and then you get in your car to go home and you're empty because it's all going out. You're letting nothing in. You're disconnected." And I've come to believe that that disconnection is really at the heart of my problem. And Chamberlain has said that from the beginning, right? That singular problem I have is this conscious separation from God and man. I am conscious of my separation. Now, the separation is not true, but that's the way I feel. I don't feel connected to people. I'm lonely. It's not a lack of friends. It's not a lack of people in my life. It is a lack of any real connection to those people. And what Alcoholics Anonymous has done and continues to do is, again, remove those things that are blocking me off from the sunlight of the Spirit. Somebody talked earlier about that fundamental idea of God being deep within every man, woman, and child. So I've let that become the connection point between me and the rest of the world, between me and God. You are that connection. And I'll talk more about that in a little while. But I've got this disconnection. She's told me I'm lonely. I go to my sponsor. I'm 3.5 years sober. I said, "This can't be true. Because if this is true, then I'm a fraud, and this whole AA thing's just been some game I've been playing." And he said, "Oh, no, Steve." He said, "This is the absolute proof that AA is working for you." He said, "Now it's time to put that on the table. You've dealt with your drinking, some stuff." He said, "Now it's time to get all in and begin to put these other things on the table." But none of that's making sense, you know, back up as I'm growing up there in Smyrna. I didn't drink until I was 18 years old. Two buddies came by, and I wasn't going to be a drinker. I was a good kid. I went where I said I was going to go. I came home when I said I was going to come home, and I was with who I said I was going to be with. And these guys came by, and I was a freshman in college and jumped in the backseat of a 1968 yellow Volkswagen Bug, and they handed back a bottle of Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill Wine. Oh, you know, I hate it when you do that. This AA's the damnedest place I've ever been, I got to tell you. Because you guys will brag, you know, say, "Oh, I've held up 13 convenience stores. I got 4 wives in 3 states. Ooh, but I never drank to Boone's Farm." You know. I know so far that Boone's Farm and that Amaretto, this is a harrowing story. And these were the dark years. And anyway, you know, I had the experience so many people talk about, and on me what it felt like was all of a sudden I couldn't wait to get where we were going, because I thought you couldn't wait to see me when I got there. And others have talked about that